Today's daf is Lamed Gimel, but we're behind. So we're on at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We had Ein Chaytchines Apsila. Yeah, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to cut a wick lishnayim into two. So, but we said you're allowed to do it with fire. The question is, Mishnah Besakin Deloy Dekom Besakin Mono. Why can't you do it with a knife? Because you're making a kli. But Ernami Kom Besakin Mono. If you do it with fire, you're also making a kli. What's the difference how you do it? It's Tani Rav Chia. If you put it into two candles or two oil candles, yeah, and you have one long wick that goes between both, and you burn it in the middle to make it into two, then it doesn't look like you're fixing the kli. It looks like you just want to burn the candle, turn on the light the candle. If you take a knife, it's obvious that you're making a kli. But if you put a fire there, it's not obvious. It looks like you're just trying to light the candles. And the whole thing here is because it's nearer, like. It says nira kemisakin mon. It looks like you're fixing a kli. You're not really fixing it. And when you do it with fire, and it's just burning the middle of the two ends, it doesn't actually look like you're making a kli either. Amrav nasim barabba amrav meichtin mesapsila beyomtiv. You're allowed to do something called meichtin. Is what's meichtin? My meichtin says the Gemara. Amrav chanina bashlamim between the rav la duya chushka to get rid of the black bit at the top, which makes the fire burn sort of black and smoky. So, probably use a needle to do it. Tani Bakapora learned the Brisa Vav Dvarim Nemru B'Psila. There was six halachas said about a week. Gimel Lahachmir, Gimel Lahalka. Three were strict and three were lenient. Lahachmir is Ein Goyle Mitzalachat Chila B'Yomtiv. You're not allowed to twine up a week in the first place on Yomtiv. You have to do that Erev Yomtiv. Ve'Ein Mehavim Moisei Be'ur, and you're not allowed to singe it in fire, which makes it light better. Ve'Ein Chilchi Moisei L'Shnayim, and you're not allowed to cut it in half, like we said in the Mishnah. Cut a week into two. Lahakel, there were three halachas that were said to be lenient. Memacho b'yad, that you're allowed to smoothen it out by hand. So you're not allowed to twine it, but if it's already there and it's coming, sometimes the thread comes undone, so you can sort of tighten it up and make it thin and ready to go with your hand. V'shoira b'shemen, and you're allowed to soak it in oil to make it burn better. If you have the wick pre-soaked in oil, then it'll light better. And you are allowed to cut it with a fire. How do you cut it with a fire? By lighting it in between the two, like we said before. Now that we mentioned Rav Nosson Bar Abba regarding the halacha that we were talking about, so we just bring another thing or two from Nosson Bar Abba just for fun. V'yam Rav Nosson Bar Abba Omar Rav Atirei Bovel Yerde Geinim Heim. The rich people of Bovel are going to go to hell. Why? Ki hada shapte bar marinas, because the story was that shapte bar, because they're not balei tzedakah, like we find with shapte bar marinas. Ikol abavol, he came to Bavel, bom and now iska. So he wanted someone to give him a business partnership or a deal somehow to help him make a parnasa. But like yavole, they wouldn't let him in into the businessman's club there, so they kept him out. So then he was poor because he didn't have a business. So he wanted mizoni. He wanted to give. They should give him tzedakah. Just give him food to eat. Is mezen. So he says mezen nami. We're on lamed beis amud beis. We're catching up from yesterday. Sorry, we're catching up from yesterday. So we're down. I don't know. 12 lines from the top. The first word of the line is iska. Yep. So in the middle of the line there. So he wanted to get mezoni. He wanted them to give him food. And mezenami lazy nuh. And they wouldn't give him food either. They wouldn't even give him tzedakah. Is Omar, so he said about these people, Hani me Erev Rav Ka'asa, these people who don't want to give me tzedakah, they must come from the Erev Rav, from the people in Egypt who joined in when the Yidden left Mitzrayim and they sort of converted and attached themselves, but they weren't L'shem Shemayim, they were just hangers on. Yes, Tuchsiv, as the Sasuk says, V'nasan l'cha rachamim v'richamecha, that Hashem says to the Yidden that I will give you mercy. That means that you will have mercy on other people. Because there's a bracha from the Ebishter that you would have mercy on other people. That, so therefore, this teaches you to call him Merachim Allah Briyes Biyadua Shul Mizar Shul Avram Avinu. Anyone who has mercy on other people, you know he comes from Avram Avinu. He's a descendant of Avram Avinu. V'chol Mishayinim Merachim Allah Briyes. If he doesn't have mercy, Biyadua Shayinim Mizar Shul Avram Avinu. So these people were Yidden, but they obviously didn't come from Avram Avinu. So they must have been Gerim or hangers-on who just joined in. Well, didn't act like Yidden anyway. V'yom Rav Nosson Bar Abba Rav. Another thing for Nosson Bar Abba in the name of Rav. Kolam Mitzapa Shulchan Acherim. Anybody who's relying on someone else to support him, that means he's literally sitting at someone else's table, so he's expecting someone else to support him. The world is dark for him. Shenemar, noded hu lelechem. He is wandering around to find out where his bread is. Yada kinachen beyada yom cheshech. And then when he doesn't know when it's going to be in his hands, and therefore day is like night for him. Yeah. Rav Chisda Amar Af Chayev Einam Chayim. Rav Chisda says not only is the world life for him, but his life is no life. That's not a life. And having said that, Tana Rabbanu Lamed Braisa Gimel Chayev Einam Chayim. There are three people whose life is not a life. The Elu Heinam Mitzap L'Shochan Chaver. The one we just said that he's relying on someone else to feed him. Umisha Ishtei Meshalas Alav. Someone whose wife is ruling over him. We won't go into that. Umisha Yisurin Meishle Megufay. And someone who has physical afflictions that are taking over his body. Some say even someone who's only got one shirt to wear, because he never gets a chance to wash it, because he's only got one to wear, and therefore it gets all full of lice and therefore his life is not very good. The Tanakama, why doesn't the Tanakama include the guy with only one shirt? Because it's possible that he could clean it and pull off the, even if he only got one, he could still get the lice off them, and therefore it's not, you wouldn't say a person with one shirt is. Has no life. Yeah, he has a life. Just he has to take off the lice from his shirt. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Ein Shevim Es Acheres. You're not allowed to break a piece of clay. So if you want to make, if you want to have a broken piece when you are. So this is when you want to. You want to roast a fish, grill a fish. But yeah, no. You want to use it. What do you want to use it for? You want to use it because if it sits straight on the grill thing, then it's going to burn. So what you do is you soak either a piece of cheres or a piece of paper in water, and you stick it underneath, and it sits in between a grease paper. Yeah, sits in between the grill and the. And the fish, so it'll get cooked, but it won't actually burn the outside of the fish. Yeah, so you're not allowed to break that piece of cheres that you want to use for this purpose. And similarly, in chaykim hanayor, and you can't cut the paper. Litz dos boy maliach to use for roasting herring. I don't know if you roast herring, but salty fish, whatever it is. The ain gerf in tana v'chirayim, and not allowed to sweep out the oven either. So you want to make sure that when you cook things, you've got pieces of mortar or whatever inside the oven. So how do they put? They put things inside the oven, and there was mortar and rubbish there. You can't sweep it out because you don't want it, your bread, let's say, to come in contact with these bits because it'll burn. Because if it mamish is touching, it won't just bake, it'll burn because if the boiling hot bit is touching the outside of the bread. So you cannot sweep that out on Yom Tov. Aval mechabshin. But what you can do is just make it lower, sort of flatten it out at the bottom so it shouldn't be sticking up then where it would come in contact with the bread. You cannot put two barrels together. So let's say you haven't got your portable oven with you. So what you want to do is you want to put two barrels and you'll light a fire in between and you'll put your pot, so you put them next to each other with a gap in between and you put the fire in between the barrels and you put the pot sitting across the two barrels.
So they become the base for the pot.
So they become the base for the pot. So you're turning them into an oven. So you can't do that on Yontif. If you've got the pot and you're scared it's falling over, it's not stable, you cannot support it with a piece of wood. V'chein bedelis, and similarly a door. Well, its literal translation would be you can't support the pot with a door. But we're going to say that's not exactly what it means, because who supports pots with doors anyway? V'ein manhigim es behem v'makul v'yomtif, you cannot lead your animal with a stick on Yomtif, and Ablaz Rabashimin is matir. We'll get to all of these in the Gemara. So, first question is, my time, why do we say you cannot break the cheres and you cannot cut the paper, mishum de kumasakin mona? Because you're making a kli. You're turning it into a kli on Yomtif by making it usable for this purpose with the roasting of the herring. The ain gerfin tana v'chirayim, and you're not allowed to sweep the oven, said the Mishnah. Is Tali Rav Chia bar Yosef kamid of Nachman v'im yef shalafay selim kain gerfay? If the oven is so full of rubble that it's impossible to bake in it unless you sweep it out, then it's mutter. Then you can do it. Because you need to, for a Simchas Yom Tov, they would allow you to do enough to bake some food. Rav Chia's wife, she was about to bake in the oven on Yom Tov, and a brick A reyach is what we had in Baba Basra. It's like a half a brick. They had different size bricks, and that was one of them. And it fell into the yavin on Yom Tov, and it was getting in the way. And if it would have, the bread would have come in contact with that brick, it would have become, it wouldn't bake properly, it would get burnt on the outside and raw on the inside. Rav Chia said to her, Chazid ana rifta maya sabina. You should know that I want to have proper bread, not with all these blemishes on it. And so he was basically telling her that she could sweep out that brick. It's interesting that he didn't just do it himself. But anyway, Amale Rava.
Because he didn't want to be dead.
Marcus
before.
To be dead?
2 minutes ago, you just
learned
it. His wife rules him.
Oh, his wife. Okay, very good. Maybe that's why that Gemara was brought over here before the story. Rava said to his servant, Tavali Avza, or Bar Avza, he says, Avza, you should make me some duck, cook the duck. Vizdahar mecharucha, be careful it doesn't get singed, it doesn't get burnt. So it's the same idea. Don't make sure that there's no, it doesn't come in contact with the boiling hot bricks or whatever, because that'll make it burn. Amal Ravina Ravashi, Amalan Ravacha mehutzel, Rav Acha from Hutzel told us, Demar Sharkana Tanura, Biyamatova, that for you, in your oven, in your home, the servants in your oven, they smear around the top of the oven with plaster. So what they used to do is the oven is open at the top and the fire is inside and you put stuff into the oven. But if you want to really make it really good, what you do is while it's cooking, you seal up the top so that heat doesn't get out, and that makes it cook mamish good, yeah? And then later on, if you want to get the food out, you have to break that seal. So Ravina sort of was saying, we heard from Rav Acha that you do on Yom Tov, you put this seal around the top of your oven, or your servants do it for you. It's on my lay. So we said to him, "Anana raksa de prasam chinon." We have is that it's not us. So what was the problem with that? That stuff needs to be mixed, to be gobbled, yeah, to make it into proper plaster to put it around. So he says, "No, we are on the banks of the river Pras, the Euphrates River, and there's dirt on the side of that river that doesn't need to be mixed into clay. It's just clay. It's naturally, so we don't have to do anything. So there's no malach involved, because all we're doing is just taking the clay and putting it there. We're not mixing it. The hani mili tetsara me'esma. That's as long as you made the shape of it from yesterday. As Amar Avina v'kitma shari, to take ashes and mix it together and with water to make it into some kind of a glump of stuff to put there is mutter, because it's not really gibble. You can't really make clay out of ashes, so it's not really gibble. Okay, then we had in the Mishnah Ema Kifin Shtechovitz, you can't take the two barrels to cook something by putting the pot in the middle. Amar Rav Nachman, Avonim Shal Beis Akisei, but if you need to make a portable dunny by putting two stones so that you could sit, is Mutal Tzarad and B'Yontif, then you can do that on Yontif. Yeah, because so you need... You know, you need to make a chair. You understand? Okay. So you need to make something to sit on. Is Amale? Sorry, I lost the place. Yeah. Eisvei Rabbi of Nachman. So Rabbi of Nachman, Emma Kifin Shtechov says, "Veslam Kaderi." You're not allowed to make the two barrels to put a pot on it. So why are you allowed to make the two stones to make a toilet out of it? Is Amale? He says, "Shani Hasim Mishin Kaved Oyelo." When you make the barrels, you're making an oil. Yeah, because you're going to put the two barrels and the pot on top. So that's a structure with two sides and a roof. When you make the toilet seat, you don't put the top on. You're going to sit on it. You're the top. So therefore, you're not making an oil. Therefore, it's okay. It's Amar Rabbi Zutta the Ravashi. It's a Rabbi the younger Rash Ravashi. Elamiyato Ebazoi Bona Itzdeba Beyantev Le'avid Allah Hakanami Deshari. If you want to make it Itzdeba. So Itzdeba, there's various meanings of Itzdeba, but he says it's a chair. For it's also it hasn't got a top. It's used for as a type of a platform that you use to. And he's Rashi says to make building to make your bricks and your and you make out of a work. Yeah, some kind of a platform out of bricks which hasn't got a root. Which hasn't got a top on it. Yeah, we learned in Psachim that a itzdeba was in front of the shop. They had these places where they put out the schira of the shop on it, yeah. So it's some kind of a platform bench to put things. is Amalei Hasam Binyan Keva Asra Torah. That is a kavua, even though it's the same fashion as his Besakisa, but it's kavua. You're making it to stay that way. But Binyan Arel Asra Torah, when you make a dani out in the field out of two stones, that's not a permanent situation. Therefore, it's not Asra Minha Torah. And therefore, so why is it? Oh, sorry. So the Istaba is also a temporary structure. When you make it, just putting by two stones here and putting them on the top, it's a temporary structure. It's Gazer Rabbanon al Binyan Ara Mishul Binyan Keva. So normally you cannot make an Istaba, even though it's a Binyan Ara, even though it's a temporary structure, you can't do it. It's a Gzera, you might come to do a permanent structure. But here, when you have to go for an excuse, so you know when you gotta go, you gotta go. So they didn't make a gzeira in this case because to keep the person's dignity, they allowed him to build this Beis HaKisei, which is not really a building. It's only midrabanan. They weren't gzeira on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, talking about building structures, Haimadurta, when you build a bonfire, is milamayla lamata shari. So how do you build a bonfire? You take a whole bunch of logs and whatever, and you build it up into a structure. So Rav Yehuda says, you're allowed to build a bonfire, but you have to do it from top to bottom, because it's not the way of building. So you hold the top part, and someone else comes and puts the walls underneath it. Milamata lamayla, but to build it up from the bottom upwards, is shari is also, because that's the way of building, that you build the walls and then build it top. The chain besa. Similarly, if you're putting the eggs on the fire, you have to first hold it you hold the eggs in your hand and put the frying pan or whatever it is underneath. So you've got the stones and you're going to put the frying pan on top. It's going to be like building. So what you do is you put the frying pan with the egg in it first, and you put the stones then underneath and build it from top to bottom. V'chein kedera, similarly, when you're putting the pot on top of two barrels, you put the pot in midair first, and then you put the barrels underneath it. V'chein purya, when you make a bed. So a normal way to make a bed is you build the sides, and then you stretch out the top that you lie on. So this you got to do the other way around. You hold out the flat part at the top. Someone else comes along and sticks the legs underneath. V'chein bedelas, and similarly with a door. If you want to put the door, that's the next part. V'chein chavita. That's what I'm up to. V'chein chavita. Similarly, when you're piling up barrels, if you're just for storage, you put first the top one and then put the bottom ones underneath it. You can't do it from bottom up. So it's all the same thing. That's because that's binyan. Okay, now today's daf. Ein semchen asakter v'bekas. We said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to support a pot with a piece of wood, v'chein bedeles, and similarly with a door. Fred the Gemara bedeles sokadaitach. Do you support a pot with a door? What do you mean? You can't support a pot with a door. Elo says the Gemara, ema v'chein hadeles, not with a door. It doesn't mean you can't support the pot with the door. It means you can't support the door with the piece of wood. So that's what the Mishnah should be saying. Okay, Tana Rabbanan within an Ebraisa, what's the whole deal here? Ein semchen misakter bebekas, you cannot support a pot with a piece of wood. V'chein hadelas, like we edited the Mishnah, similarly the door. Why not? Because wood is muchan only for firewood, not for supporting pots. So this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it has to be muchan. Rabbi Shimon, of course, is matir. Rabbi Shimon holds no such thing as muktzin, therefore you can use it, you can do it. So this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, then we said, Ein manhigim es behema b'malkel b'yomtif. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to lead your animal with a stick to make him go. Rabbi Shimon is matir. So the Gemara asks, why is he matir? Is lemer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon kavosfir? Like, is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon just going in the shita of his father, Rabbi Shimon, who says there's no muktzah, the less le muktzah, and therefore you can use the stick for leading your animal as well? Says the Gemara, loy. No, this one is not about muktzah. V'ha, I feel it, Rabbi Shimon moide. On this one, I can tell you that Rabbi Shimon would agree with the Tanakama over here. Even though he holds his no muktzah, why can't you lead the animal with a stick? Mishum de Mexican the Ozal Lachinga. Looks like you're going to market with your animals when you're leading it along. Chinga, Rashi says, it literally means like a circle. Because what happens is, you put the animal when you go to the bull market, you put the bull in the middle, everyone stands around and you sort of make the sales. Yeah, you put them up in the bull circle and everybody stands around and then they buy things. Yep, so therefore That's the chinga. And he says if you're leading the animal with a stick, or you're whacking him with a stick, then it looks like you're doing market activities. And so therefore, Rav Shimon would agree that you're not allowed to, even though the stick's not muktzah. But Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says that's also mutter. Chizra. Let me remind myself what is chizra. Chizra is a piece of wood. It's a branch of a tree, and it's sorry, what is it called?
Pointed branch.
Yeah, it's sharp like a thorn, and you can use it to impale your meat on it when you want to roast something, an old campfire. So you get a stick and you stick it into your meat and you hold it over the fire. Yep. So this stick, Rav Nachman is so. Therefore, what are you doing? You're taking a stick. So a stick usually would be muktzah. Yeah, is Rav Nachman also? Rav Nachman says you can't do it on Yom Tov because the stick was not a kli. It's a stick. So therefore, you can't use it on Yom Tov. You didn't have it in mind before Yom Tov that you're going to use it for this. Rav Sheish says, shari. And Rav Sheish says, you're allowed to. You're allowed to take the stick and stick your meat on it and roast on it. So the Gemara explains like this. Birativa, if the stick is wet, is kuliyam ule pligi de osir. Everyone agrees it's osir. Because when it was wet, you couldn't even use it for firewood. Because you can't burn a wet stick. And therefore, it's not suitable for anything. So then everyone agrees it's also. Yeah? Keep pligi biyaveshta. The machlekes is with a dry one. Is manda osar. The one who says it's osar, Rab Nachman. Amalach, why can't you use it as a holder? What's the stick called that you hold it? That's not the spit. It's not the spit. It's the... No. It's the stick that you hold the meat on. I don't know what it's called. Okay, the stick that you're holding the meat on, why can't you use it for that? Because I'm a loch.
Skewer,
yeah. You can't use it as a skewer because la'nitna eitzim ala lasaka. Because it's muksa unless you're using it for firewood. Because and therefore it wasn't had in mind to use it for a skewer. Therefore it's not. You can't do it on yontif. It's muksa. Oman shari. The one who says, Rav Sheish says, it's mutter, amalach, that if you can use it, you can use it. Mali litzli spoy, mali litzli begachalose. What's the difference with roasting, with you holding the meat on it, or you're using the stick for roasting to hold the meat, you're using the stick because you're going to burn the stick and make a coal out of it and put it on. What's the difference? If I'm allowed to move the stick to help me cook, then I can move it whatever I want to use the stick for, whether it's for holding the meat or for burning the stick to make fire, to cook the meat. Either way is good. So that's one version of the machlekes, ika de amri. And the other version of the machlekes is that be abesht, the other way around, be abesht to kol yamale pligi de shari. If it's a dry stick, everyone agrees it's mutter because it's not muktzah. Since it was suitable for firewood, it's not muktzah, and therefore you can use it for whatever you want, including as a skewer. Ki pligi beratzivsa, that the machlekes is when it's wet. Manda osar, or Nachman says it's also the chazil asoka. Since you can't use it for firewood because it's wet, therefore you can't use it for a skewer either. Or manda shari, Rav Sheish says that it's mutter, even though it's wet. Amalach, hachazil has a godel. Even a wet piece of wood, you try to light it by itself, attack it won't burn. But if you have a great big bonfire and you throw a wet piece of wood, eventually the water will dry and the wood will burn. So it is suitable for firewood if you have a big bonfire, and therefore it's not muktzah, and therefore you can use it as a skewer as well. So that is the machlokes according to that version. Now the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa yabeshta shari retivsa. Also the halacha is that if it's dry, it's mutter. If it's wet, it is osur. Rashi says over here that Hilchasa is only going according to all those people who hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And everybody who we brought who has all these halachas who talk about things being awesome, it's on muktzah, they all hold like Rabbi Yehuda because they're all Talmidim of Rav, and Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda. But we, says Rashi, the royal we, says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon in the muktzah, that and therefore for us it's mutter either way. Yeah? And he, by the way, he mentions also that we also pasuk like Rav Shimon regarding Dovah Shem Yiskaven. That's the other famous machlokes about when you do something unintentionally. Rav Shimon says it's mutter, so we pasuk like him as well. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam pasuk is like Rabbi Yehuda in that, by the way. Dorash Rava. Rava taught, Isha leisikonis adir eitzim litil mehem ud. A woman's not allowed to go into the paddock, or not in the paddock, even the wood storage area to get a... an ud. I think an ud is also like the skewer,
poker.
The poker. Good. Yeah, the thing that you stoke up the fire with.
Ud mutzaliyesh.
Yeah. So it's the poker that you pulled out. That's the poker you pulled out of the fire. So she's not allowed to go and get the fire. Presumably a man's not allowed to either. But like what she said before, we're talking about a person who gets his wife to do all the work. The ud shenishbar. Similarly, if the poker broke on Yom Tov, also lasika be Yom Tov, you're not allowed to say, oh, well, it's broken, I'll just use it for firewood. Because it broke on Yom Tov, that means it was mukta. Because when Yom Tov came in, it wasn't suitable for firewood, because it was a useful kli. Lefi, because the rule is, masikin bekelim, vein masikin b'shivrei kelim. If you have a vessel that didn't break, so it's not mukta, and therefore you can use it for firewood. If you have a vessel that broke, it's not suitable for its original task, then it's mukta now, and it's not, you can't use it for firewood either, because you didn't prepare it for that purpose before Yom Tov. So that's like, again, like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is asking, "Lememra de Rava Rabbi Yehuda Sfirla the Islam Mukta." You're saying that Rava holds also like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Mukta. Ve'yamale Rava l'shamay. Rava said to his servant, "Tavili bar Avza, cook me the duck. V'shadi me'yehal l'shunra, and take the kishkis of the duck and throw it to the cat." So the kishkis of the duck should have been Mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, because Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda says if you have an animal that died on Yom Tov and it became an Avela, you're not allowed to feed it to your dog because it wasn't Mukhaner of Yom Tov. Yeah, so according to him, you wouldn't be able to feed the duck kishkis to the cat either because it wasn't Mukhaner of Yom Tov. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. So that seems to be what Rabbi Yehuda, what Rava says, you cannot use Shivrei Kelim, is also Rabbi Yehuda. He says, no, Hossam, so here he says it's Mutter. The kishkis of the duck, even before you shechted it or before you cooked it, the kishkis were always going to become verstunken by now because they don't stay fresh. And therefore, even yesterday, it was Muchen that you're going to feed the cat with it. When the animal died on Yom Tov, when Yom Tov came in, you were not planning to feed it to your dog because you thought the animal was alive. But when you hadn't cooked the duck yet, you already on Erev Yom Tov thought, the kishkis is cat food because it's not suitable for me to eat because it's verstunken. So therefore, so that means that the poel end seems to be, according to that Rava does paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. And Tosfos asks over here that Rashi says that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rava paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the end. And Tosfos says it's difficult to understand why the Gemara would conclude a halacha that's not la halacha. So therefore, we'd have to say that over here, he's going to say that not that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but that even Reb Shimon will be maskin because when he makes a shivrei kelim, he's making a stick. It's not because of mukta. It's because of tikkun keli, making a kli. Okay, Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Lezer says, "Noitel Adam Kisim Mishalafon of Lachtus Beishina." If a person's sitting there and he's got in front of him a stick, he doesn't have to go anywhere. It's inside the house. It's sitting on the table, but it's just a piece of stick, so he can take it to use as a toothpick to pick out the food that's stuck in between his teeth. Umegabev min haChatzer. He can go outside into the Chatzer and collect bits of twigs in his courtyard outside. He can go and collect pieces of wood. Umadlik and light them to use for a fire. Shakol masha bechatzar muchanu. Anything that's in your courtyard is considered prepared beforehand, and you don't have to specially think about it before Yom Tov. And therefore, you can go out and collect a bunch of wood from there and put it in your fire. The chachamim argue in both. They say megabev is mishalafonov umadlik. If you want to make a fire, you can only take sticks that are already inside the house that you've brought in erev Yom Tov, and it's already sitting there. Then you can use it for firewood. And the toothpick business, you can't do at all, because it was made for firewood. It wasn't made for a toothpick. So you're it's not muchen to be a toothpick. Ein metzia mesa oyer. You're not allowed to create a new fire. So the whole thing about using fire on Yom Tov is that if you have a fire, you can light other things with it. You can cook with it. You can burn things, etc. But you cannot create the fire from scratch. You can't light a match on Yom Tov. Yeah, you have a fire lit, you can do stuff with it. So therefore he says, Ein metziyim esa'ur, you cannot create the light in the fire in the first place. Lo mina etzim, not by banging two sticks together. Velo mina avonim, not by banging two stones together, if you have like a flint or something. Velo, they change the gear server here to say, Velo min ha'mayim, I think it should be next. Yeah, sorry, Velo mina afar is there, and Lo mina mayim. Take out the words Lo mina afim, because it's coming next. Lo mina afar, Velo mina mayim. Not out of dirt. So there's a certain type of mud that's very hard, and when you bang it makes sparks, and that's what create a fire. and not from water, which is by using the old magnifying glass trick. You get the sun to shine through it, and it focuses on a point, and it catches fire, heats it up and catches fire. So you cannot do any of those things on Yom Tov because you're creating the fire. And you cannot light up the briquettes. What do you call these things? What do you call them?
Tiles.
Yeah, but it's like in your barbecue, you have these briquette things that you use, so you can't light them up on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Oichlei Behema, animal food. So if you have sticks and stones, not really stones, animals don't eat stones, sticks and reeds and leaves, all of those things, since they were not mukta regarding Michael Behema, because the animal's going to eat it, Ein Behemishum Tikkun Kli, there's no problem either of making them into a Kli if you end up using something else. We're going to see in a minute what sort of examples we're talking about. Is a severe of Kahana led of Yehuda. So if Kahana asked Yehuda the question, you're allowed to move wood that smells nice, you're allowed to move it to smell it. Yeah, you make a bracha, or if you have a sick person, you can wave it in front of him and he gets a nice smell and it makes him feel better. A sick person. And you can sort of crumble it by hand, rub it between your hands. If you rub it between your hands, also the smell comes out. So you can do all of that. But you can't cut off the top to make the smell. When you cut off the top, then the smell comes out more. Yeah, you're sort of open, like opening it, and inside the stuff inside that really has the smell, the sap or whatever's in there, and therefore he says you cannot cut the top off to smell. Vim katman, if he did, is potter of a losser. He didn't do a malacha deraisa because it's not mukta for smelling. It was right for smelling anyway, but you're not allowed to do that. Why aren't you allowed to do it? We'll see soon. Lachtes beshino, but if he wants to cut off the top of this stick to make it into a toothpick, lo yikatzmenu, that he also may not do, but then im katzma is chayav chatas. That's an issa deraisa because you made a kli. You took a stick and you made it into a toothpick. You've made a vessel on Yom Tov, and that's an issa deraisa. You'll be chayav chatas if you did it. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say that anything that was suitable for behema food, there's no problem of making it into a kli? You have a stick which is behema food, and he says over here it's an issa deraisa. You'll be chayav chatas if you cut off the top. Is Amalei. So Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rav Kahana, you're asking me from the last part where it's Isha Deraisa. Why didn't you ask a kash on me from the first part where it's Osur Drabonon? I said it's Mutal Lechatchila. And Hashta Potter Avalosur Kakashali. If you were going to ask me a kasha from this Braisa, you could have asked me from the beginning. The first case where he's doing it just to make it smell, not to make it into a toothpick, is also Potter Avalosur, and that's a kash on me who said it's Mutter. It's Chayiv Chatas, me boy. You don't even have to bring me the kash on Chayiv Chatas. In other words, yes, you've got a good question, and this Braisa seems to be a kash on me, not just from the Chatas, but also from the Potter Avalosur. And therefore, I have to explain the Braisa. And therefore, what I'll tell you is, Ella Kitanyahi Bikashin. We're talking about where it's hard.
You can't eat it for animals.
Because it's hard, the animal can't eat it. So therefore, since you can't eat it, therefore it's not mucha for anything. So he says, what do you mean? We're talking about hard. If it's kashir b'nei malilon, you know, if it's hard, you can't rub it between your fingers and make the smell come out either. So how could you say he's talking about a hard one? So Rabbi Yehuda will say, chasur yemechzer v'lach getari. You have to put some extra words in here. You got the stick. It's moilaloi umei riach boi. So he starts off talking about a soft one. And he says, you can smell it, you can wave it, you can rub it between your fingers and smell it. And koitzma umei riach boi. And you can even, like I say, there's no problem of tikkun mona, you can even cut off the top and smell it. Bamed zvorim amurim, these are the words that I'm missing. So that's like me, says Rabbi Yehuda. Bamed zvorim amurim berachim. When is that so? If it's a soft one, which is edible for an animal. Avo bekashim, but that's hard sticks that cannot be eaten by an animal. Lo yekatzmenu, you're not allowed to cut it. You're not allowed to cut off the top. V'im katma is potter veloster. If you cut off the top in order to smell it, then it's potter, but it's not an issa deraisa, because he's not really making it clear. All he's doing is smelling it. But you're not allowed to do it, because you might make it clear. And if you did make it clear, lachtes beshinov, if you made it into a toothpick, is then lo yekatzmenu, not only you're not allowed to do it, im kat mechayev chatos. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda explains the braisa that's talking about two different things. A soft one, everything's okay. And a hard, and if it's a hard one, then it's potter of a losser if you're cutting it to smell, and it's also deraisa if you're making a kli out of it. Okay, says the brisa, it's only chada. One brisa says, but you're allowed to cut it to smell. The other brisa says, you cannot cut it to smell. Is Amar of Zera, Amar of Chizda, Leikasha, Habarachin, Habakashin. It will give the same answer, Lechayr, that the soft one you're allowed to, because it's Michael Behema, and the hard one you're not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara answers. That's what Rab Zera said. Is Maskev, Lord of Acher by Yankev, because you're not my loy. Why can't you take do a hard one to make it to cut it off to smell? You know, what are you telling me? You're making a Gzera that I can't cut off the top because I want to get the smell out, because I might come to cut off the top and make a toothpick out of it. So you're making a gzera that I can't do something that's not making a kli, because I might come to make a kli. But we don't have such a gzera. Mishnah mehadet nan. Why is it different from the following Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Shever adam esachavis lechu mena gredris. You're allowed to break open the barrel to eat the figs. Uvavaj leiskavin lasis kli, as long as you're not intending to make a kli. So we have the famous thing, opening cans on Shabbos, etc. So we say you can do it, we don't make a kli. Yeah? So you poke a hole in the bottom as well, you open it both ends, all this sort of stuff that we do, yeah? So you're not allowed to make a kli, but if you're not making a kli, then it's okay. So he says you can do it as long as you're not intending to make a kli. He doesn't say you can't do it because you might make a kli. He says as long as you don't intend to, because Dovah Shem Iskaven is mutter, as long as you're not intending it to make it a kli, then you're allowed to break open the barrel. And we don't make a gzera that you might intend to. So how come over here, when I'm cutting the thing to smell, you're telling me I'm not allowed to because I might cut it to make a toothpick? You don't say you can't open the barrel because you might want to make it into a kli. So that's one kasha. V'oid, and furthermore, harava bar Rav Ada v'rabi bar Rav Ada, the two brothers, the sons of Rav Ada, the army, Travayu, ki avinun be Rav Yehuda, when we were in the house of Rav Yehuda, havim efashayach v'yohiv lon alusa, he would pull some of these sticks and give them to us. So alusa means stick. Yeah, he gave us these big sticks one at a time to smell. V'yafal gav dechazir likitza denargi v'chatzini. And even though it can be used as the handle for an axe. So therefore, because he was doing it to smell, he didn't geyser that we might use it to make the handle of the axe out of it. So it's a furish, not like what you said. That even a hard one, like the Bryce says, it's really a steer in the Bryce. The Bryce says, you can't do it. So why not? So the Gemara answers, like Kasha, Harabeleza, Harabon, it's a machlech, Rabeleza, and Chacham, the Tanya will learn, and a Bryce, Rabeleza, Raymond, let him keep some shalafon, like we said in our Mishnah. Rabeleza says, you're allowed to take the toothpick, Mishalafon, of the Lachpatapashin, you're allowed to take a toothpick from in front of you that was already there before to use to as a toothpick. Only if it comes straight out of the animal trough, because that's mamish animal food. But something that's not there, you're not allowed to. Vishavin, and everyone agrees, that you can't take the stick and cut off the top. If he did cut off the top, if he's doing it to make a toothpick, or he's going to use it to pick a lock in the door, is b'shegig. If he did it by accident, b'shabbos is chayv chatos, and b'mezid b'yomtiv sevikas arboim. He doesn't want to mention mezid on Shabbos where it's chayv misa, because that's too drastic. So he says, if he does it on Shabbos, and presumably he do it by accident, so he's chayv chatos. If he did it on yomtiv, if he did it on purpose on yomtiv, we'll get malchus. Diver Rebbe Lezer, Chacham Meir Mechad Zeh Vechad Zeh, Eri Yadav Mishnah Shvus, the Chachamim Holitz Onim Yidra Abonon. Is therefore, so that's about the Kisei. So how does that relate to the smelling or breaking of the barrel? Is Rebbe Lezer, the Ka'amar Hasam Chayiv Chatos, Rebbe Lezer who says that over there, that if you broke the stick to use a toothpick and to pick a lock of a door, is chayiv chatos, he holds an issa deraisa. Is hacha pots of a loser. So if you're doing it to smell, yeah, if you're doing it to smell, we'll make a zera that you're not allowed to cut the stick to smell it, because you might come to use it for a toothpick or for the door pick. But Rabbanan de Ka'amri Hassam, sorry, what did I say? Yeah, Rabbanan de Ka'amri Hassam, so Rabbanan de Ka'amri Hassam pots of a loser. According to Chachamim, who said it's only a shvus, even if you make a toothpick, so even that's only the Rabbanon. It's hacha when you're doing it to smell, is mutter l'chatchila, because then it would be a gzeira. So they would say it's mutter over here. Okay, so we have, so that's what it boils down to. It's a machleik shir blessed in the chachamim, whether making the toothpick is a chi of chatas, and that will translate into whether doing it to smell is osur or not. All right, we'll leave it over here. We'll catch up tomorrow. So Moshe's not here tomorrow. Are you here tomorrow?
What's his name?